Well, for the last program of 2024, I thought it was important to turn our attention back to a couple of subjects and some organizations that are near and dear to us here at the award-winning For the People, including one that works so hard to educate and empower and provide an opportunity for young girls and women to develop into the leaders that we see across our nation and our world today. I'm talking about Girl Scouts and Girl Scouts of Connecticut. We're going to be talking to their COO, Carrie Kaplan, in just a moment. But before we get into that, I want to remind you that the Connecticut Veterans Affairs Office of Advocacy and Assistance is here to help veterans and their families getting federal, state, and local benefits. Its accredited veteran service officers can help vets file claims for their rights, benefits, and privileges. They can collect and prepare data for veterans' benefits and services, survey nursing homes to find out if resident veterans or their spouses can get benefits. They'll work with service organizations to share information, help with advice on education, health, housing, and jobs. They can represent veterans on U.S. VA claims and compensation and provide frontline support and assistance with women veterans issues. If you are or know a vet who may benefit from any of these services, then learn more and take advantage of them by visiting ct.gov/DVA for the Connecticut Veterans Affairs Office. All right. So you've heard us PSA this a couple times in the past few weeks. If Connecticut is going to if Connecticut looks like a sea of green on Saturday, January 11th, and particularly downtown New Haven, it's because the Girl Scout Roundup Cookie Rally and Entrepreneur Fair hosted by Girl Scouts of Connecticut is in the house. That's right. This annual event, which runs from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Omni New Haven Hotel, is the nonprofit's official launch of the Girl Scout cookie season. But also, it's offering a variety of helpful businesses and lifestyle workshops. With us today on the line for this last show of the year is Girl Scouts of Connecticut's COO, their Chief Operating Officer, Carrie Kaplan, to tell us about it and how to get involved. We will be moving into that part of the conversation after we meet Carrie and learn about her. Just before we turned on the microphone, I learned that when Carrie first got involved with Girl Scouts, she wasn't even in the United States. Carrie, welcome to the program. Tell us a little bit about that experience that you stepped into in Switzerland and made a lifelong calling.
Thanks so much for having me. Happy holidays to you and to everybody else who's listening. I was fortunate enough, my family lived in Switzerland, and we were looking for an English-speaking activity for my daughter to get involved in. And so at the international school in Basel, we got involved with Girl Scouts. And even though you think of GSUSA, our national organization, as Girl Scouts of the USA, which it is, there are programs for Americans that live abroad, and you can be a lone troop overseas. And that's where I started as a troop leader for my oldest daughter, Hannah, who's now 33. So that was a few years ago. And when we moved back to the States, I got involved again as a volunteer and then became a staff member back in 2003. So I've been with the organization both as a volunteer and a staff member for a long time. And I'm really proud of the work that we do, as you indicated, to help our young women find their voice, learn skills in a really safe environment so they can figure out the leader that they want to be. And so I'm really proud to be associated with Girl Scouts of Connecticut. And this is an exciting time for us as an organization as we launch into a new year. So thanks so much for having me.
Oh, that's great. So over two decades, almost 23 years now with the organization, and 22 years, and you know, with your experience leading up to your becoming part of Girl Scouts of Connecticut, I'm wondering if your kind of your elevator spiel about Girl Scouts has changed a lot since your early days. When people ask you, like, what's the big deal about Girl Scouts? Have you pretty much echoed the same sentiments, or has your perspective and advocacy for the organization changed over the years?
I think it's similar to when I first started. I think it's really important for our young women to be in a girl-only environment and girl-led. I think the change that I've seen is how important it is for our Girl Scouts to find their voice and advocate for what they care about. And in today's world, sometimes that's difficult. But whether you're at a cookie booth or whether you're trying to solve a problem in your elementary school, you know, figuring out what it is that you want to change and what you care about and are passionate about, I think that's really one of the things that our young women need more now than ever, is to find out a way. And sometimes you try to take on a big challenge or project that doesn't go as you planned and don't always succeed, but you learn so much along the way. So giving our Girl Scouts that opportunity to sort of advocate for themselves and find their voice, I think, is really important. It's one of the core tenets of the movement, and really has become, in this day and age, very important for them to do that. Mm-hmm. So that's, I think, probably, while it's been something that's been the core of what I like to share about Girl Scouting, it's probably become something that has become really important, especially as our young women get older and make some really important decisions for themselves and their lives and the impact they can have on their community. Mm. But it's been a journey and an exciting one. Absolutely.
Well, certainly between now and January 11th, Girl Scouts across Connecticut may be already involved in giving back in their families and their neighborhoods and their communities to their various troops and organizations. But this roundup that's happening at the Omni New Haven Hotel on January 11th is really the first big event of 2025 for Girl Scouts of Connecticut. Tell us more about that and why any parent or caregiver or someone who loves a young woman here in Connecticut should think about coming out.
So it is, as you mentioned, our big first event for 2025, and it is really the launch of our big entrepreneurship program pillar, or what people think of as cookie season. So while cookies, our Girl Scouts will begin taking orders for cookies on January 24th, the roundup on January 11th is a great opportunity for Girl Scouts and their caregiver to come and learn and hone her skills in the five areas that really that cookie program focuses on, which is, of course, goal setting and business ethics, people skills, decision making, and, of course, money management. So regardless of whether you're a Daisy in kindergarten or first grade, or you're a senior Girl Scout in ninth or 10th grade, we've got something for you to help you build your cookie business, because that's really the focus of what the cookie sale is all about. I know people love their Thin Mints and their Samoas, or maybe your Tagalong or your Trefoil. But while Girl Scouts go through the process of this important cookie business and become their own cookie boss, there are so many skills that they learn along the way, which help them later in life. And so this experience at the event, there'll be tables, there'll be workshops, we've got 20 vendors and more that will be supporting it in a whole variety of other areas. But it's really to help our Girl Scouts get organized and ready, think of new ways to build their cookie business. So that's why we love everyone to come down to the Omni between 10 and 2. And it's a drop-in event, so you don't have to be there right at the beginning. We'd love to have you to learn more about Girl Scouts, of course, but also really to help our Girl Scouts build those cookie skills, flex those cookie muscles, and build their cookie business and become that cookie boss that we know that they can be.
And earn a couple of important badges if they don't have them yet, right?
Yes, exactly, exactly. Because, you know, Girl Scouts has got four pillars that we talk about when we talk about program. Entrepreneurship, yes. also outdoor, STEM, and life skills. And so there are badges that are associated with all of those. But for every level in Girl Scouts, there are important entrepreneurship badges that the girls can earn. And these activities will help them do that as well. Mm-hmm. So it's a great opportunity for them to come down and learn more, but also get excited because the cookie program is beginning, like I said, on January 24th. So we're super excited. Can't believe it's 2025 already, but we're really excited about the cookie rally and hope that all of our Girl Scouts and their caregivers will come down and take advantage of this great opportunity.
Yeah. Now, can this also serve as a potential opportunity of exposure or recruitment, if you will, for individuals who may have been thinking about getting into Girl Scouts but are not yet signed on?
Absolutely. And that is one of the reasons why there are a few opportunities outside of just cookies that we've got there. We've got Affinity Esports that's coming down to do a workshop for us, the American Red Cross. There'll be an Irish Dance Academy that'll be with us. The Connecticut State Police will be there because, like I said, not only do we have entrepreneurship, but other program opportunities. So it's a great way if you want to just check out Girl Scouts. To come and visit us so that while we're focused heavily on entrepreneurship and financial literacy, we've also got other exciting opportunities to take advantage of. So, you know, just we'd love to have, there's a self-defense workshop that'll be happening. The Giggling Pig Art Studio will be with us. But UConn Extension is going to be there too, talking about budgeting with beans and money personality for teens. So there's a whole variety of opportunities to learn more about Girl Scouts, the different organizations that we partner with, as well as just our entrepreneurship pillar and our cookie program. So, Yes, we'd love to have folks come down and stop by and visit us.
Yeah, we talk a lot on this program about workforce development. In fact, we're going to be closing today's program with a visit with an agency that plays a critical role in workforce development. But really, when you think of Girl Scout cookie sales for the tiniest little first timers with the organization, you're thinking about a budding entrepreneur who is developing their own woman-owned business. That's pretty incredible.
Yeah. And the fascinating thing is the Girl Scout Research Institute did a study this last fall called Today's Girls, Tomorrow's Entrepreneurs. And while the number of women-owned businesses is growing, women are also less likely to pursue entrepreneurship compared to men. So this is really a chance to sort of get that entrepreneurship excitement building when our girls are young. So if you can build your cookie business, you can build another business. And so that's really why entrepreneurship is such an important part of what we do, beyond, of course, the cookie sales, which fund so many of our Girl Scout activities that our troops do.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit more about that because, you know, this isn't just, you know, taking the money and pay for the cookies. This is also taking a percentage to kind of pay things forward in a big way and keep all these programs growing, thriving, sustainable, right?
Yes, exactly. And so all of the proceeds from our cookie sales stay in the state of Connecticut. And they fund programming, leadership development opportunities, but they also fund our troops. And so, again, when we talk about decision making, it is the Girl Scouts and their troop to decide how do they want to use their cookie money. Many of them do community service. It also helps fund their trips, whether they're camping or taking advantage of outdoor programming. They're using it to participate in all kinds of different activities. And again, we have lots of opportunities for them to choose, including Camp CEO, which is a program for high school girls that we are going to be running in July at Quinnipiac this summer. And they also really take advantage of strengthening their communities. And many of our troops, most of our troops, do lots of community service opportunities, whether it's here at the holidays or throughout the year, and they use those cookie proceeds to fund those activities. So it is really an important part of the excitement of funding their Girl Scout year. And that's all about budgeting, goal setting, and then taking those funds and making decisions about what the Girl Scouts want to do. Mm-hmm. That's a troop decision.
Yeah,
and one of the things that they're really excited about and our customers have an opportunity to do during the program is purchase Cookies for Heroes. You mentioned the vets earlier, and every year we sell between 200,000 packages of cookies for our military men and women, both vets and active duty, that we send across Connecticut and New England that are purchased by our customers. So we're really proud of that program. It allows our Girl Scouts to really support our military heroes and our customers as well. And so we're really excited about that as an opportunity for people to get involved with cookies.
Very good. So there's also the Gift of Caring Service Project, which is something that is another way for the Girl Scouts to reach out. We talked about how, you know, some just as these holidays are wrapping up and they're looking forward to the new year and this big event coming up on January 11th, they may already be doing something of service in their family or their neighborhood or their community, right?
Yes, absolutely. Lots of holiday community service has gone on this past fall for our troops across the state, working with different organizations to provide sometimes it's meals or cards or gifts. So there's all kinds of things, and that happens all year long. But especially here in the fall through the holiday season, there are lots of Girl Scouts. Even Wreaths Across America is one of the organizations that many of our Girl Scouts partner with. There's lots of opportunities. Veterans Day, flags at cemeteries. So the Girl Scouts and their troops, we're doing community service all year long, and the cookie program helps our troops fund a lot of those activities. So that's why it's such an important part for us. And again, as you mentioned, our Cookies for Heroes program lets our Girl Scouts and our customers purchase cookies for our military men and women that are actively serving as well as our veterans. So again, you know, Girl Scouts are taking action in their community and giving back. You know, what is it that their community needs, and they're taking action to help fill those needs. So it's exciting. It's a great time to be a Girl Scout. So we just really want everyone to, you know, take a moment. Now, if you want to learn more, you can go to our website, which is GSOFCT, which stands for Girl Scouts of Connecticut.org. And if you click on the little calendar icon at the top of the screen, it'll take you to our calendar. And you can click on January 11th and learn more about the Cookie Rally. So that's an opportunity to sort of get some more questions and give us a call. Call our customer care team at 1-800-922-2770. If you've got questions, if you want help to register to come to the event, or just come on down to the Omni on the 11th between 10 and 2 and learn more about Girl Scouts and our cookie program. We'd love to see you.
Carrie Kaplan, COO of Girl Scouts of Connecticut, with us to open up this last program, this last For the People of 2024. Carrie, best of luck to you and all of the Girl Scouts of Connecticut members, volunteers, supporters. We hope to see everybody at the Omni New Haven starting at 10 a.m. on January 11th for their big upcoming event. Yes, indeed. This fantastic Girl Scout Roundup, Cookie Rally, and Entrepreneur Fair. Carrie, great to meet you.
Thank you. Great to meet you.